Hey y'all, it's James yet again for another watch-along episode of Mostly Speakin' Sentai. Yes, guys, like I just said, literally just said in the recording, true, but on the, you heard a theme song. But it's just me saying, I'm mostly speaking Sentai breath in. It's one after another. That's the power of editing. If you have a podcast and you need it edited, or any musical experiment, audio otherwise... Hey guys, James here in the edit. I forgot to round back to my point. If you need anything that I'm about to mention, hit me up. I am available. I am affordable. I'm just a message away. All right, back to my ramblings. Am I, technically the oeuvre, the menu that I provide of audio editing? Bye. But also, I'm still here. See ya. But also, hi. Maybe you're a ghost hunter and you need some noise reduction in Adobe 1.2 because that's what every fucker on these shows use. They're like, oh, we never need to go past VST. We don't need VST 2. I don't even think there was VST 2.0. There's 3.0. Also, Adobe Audition, I think it skipped 2 because I've never seen anyone use that. It's kind of like Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition. You see 3, you see 3.5, and then 5. No one ever talked about 4, just like Adobe Audition. It's a DAW, digital audio workstation. There's 1.5, which everyone's just using 1.5, aka torrenting 1.5, and then 3. I've never ever seen the interface of Adobe Audition 2. Then people will be like, well, what about Cool Edit Pro, James? You can't forget Cool Edit Pro. I know about Cool Edit Pro, all right? I was a teenager in 2008. Doing music. Of course I know about Cool Edit Pro. What about Sony Acid Pro? Yes, I know that again. I was a teenager in 2006 doing music. I can pull out. There's actually a lot of samples from the music library of Sony Acid and Sony Music Studio that I use to this day in beats. Check it out. What's it called? Exploding Load, one of the main riffs on that, and the main drum beat is from, now, oh boy, almost a 20-year-old sample library. Go check that out. It's royalty-free. Or send them to me if you have them. Gimme, gimme. I really wish I had EJ Hip Hop Studio 4 up and running because that also had a lot of good sampling in it. So I don't know. But we're not here to discuss that. We're here to discuss Power Rangers Forever Red. Release date, whenever Wild Force was out. I see his screen on my helmet too. But before we begin that, I have truly very sincere questions to ask. One, as you know, Nicole's like, hey, I want to do one podcast a week, meaning some weeks she's doing a Patreon podcast, patreon.com/MLMpod, and some weeks she will be doing a mainline, mostly speaking Sentai. So there will be, like, every other week, not a podcast with Nicole, like a traditional Mostly Speaking Sentai. Now that I'm about to be done with all of the anniversary episodes of Power Rangers, the first question is, do you still want me to do these watch-alongs? Yes, they're great for TikTok clips. They're easy to do. And it's visual. People are like, oh, I know where the clip should be. And people are saying, oh, he's actually discussing the show. In quotes, discussing the show. But they can see, oh, clearly you can hear the audio, all of that. I'm bantering, riffing on what is being seen. And then two, if you still want me to do these, Oh, do you want, let me know other Power Ranger episodes. Not like, oh, this is the best one. I don't fucking want that. That's stupid. Also, if you want me to do the best ones, you're going to not be happy with how I riff on them. Because I'm going to be like, this sucks. The best Power Ranger episodes are not what I want. I want campy, trashy goodness in the form of Power Rangers. I think that's where it plays best. When Power Rangers tries to get serious, I think it falls flat. It's like, this is not what this is for, at least in my eyes. I'm like, ugh, get out of here. Like a horror movie. I don't want a serious, like, hey, this is all about the family dynamic. I don't need that. Hereditary, it's very good. I'm never going to watch it a second time. You want to know why? Because no one told me what the middle section of that movie is. That's more horrific than the ending. Just cut the supernatural shit. Have a child's head get knocked off by a moving car hitting into a pole. It's fucked up. It's crazy how no one, that wasn't spoiled for me. It was upsetting. Ugh, I'm backing away from that. But yeah, I want, if it's VR Troopers, superhuman samurai, whatever, you know, Gridman style. What are other American tokusatsu stuff you'd like me to watch? They need to be readily available for me to possibly download and view. I'd love to do, maybe I start just doing all of the Kamen Rider that Saban did. That would actually, that's a good idea. Let me know if you want that, because I don't know if I'd ever be able to be like, this is what we're doing now, guys. Maybe after the Citizens of Townsville Z over on Patreon starting next month, after we get through 38 to 50 episodes of that show, maybe we'll go over and start doing that. But I think watching along to it might be a little bit better, get some exposure on that ass. And that'd be fun. But please, let me know if you want me to keep doing these. And if so, give me crazy shit to watch. Not, oh, this, the arc and character development in this one is impeccable. It's top-notch Power Rangers. I want bottom of the barrel, like, wow, I can't believe I used to like this. That's the stuff that I'll say, wow, I can't believe people used to like this and it's their favorite show, but it's great for what it is. Oh, and then I should say, you know, the horror movies I like are, you know, Ghoulies 3, Ghoulies Go to College. It's Ghoulies. They're in college drinking beer, having fun. Well, people are pulling yanks on each other. That's the human side of this story. So please let me know. And what else? Oh, yeah, we went to Navy Pier. This is just me. Nicole's family was in town. And I've never, 8 years of being in Chicago, never went to Navy Pier. And really, there, besides the Ferris wheel and the, if you are in Chicago and you're like, okay, well, we can't drive up to Six Flags up in Wisconsin. I think it's in Wisconsin or right before Wisconsin. I want an amusement park experience. Go to Navy Pier. If they have an unlimited ride pass, it's probably for like $20 or something. I don't know. Get that. Go on the rides a bunch. There's maybe 7 of them. They're very, the Ferris wheel's cool. Do that. Walk to the end of Navy Pier. Look out at the water, Lake Michigan. And that's all you need to do. Never need to go back. I don't know if there's any good restaurants there. It was just chain restaurant affair. There's some sit-down stuff that still seems like chain restaurant affair. But yeah, that's my endorsement of Navy Pier. Go once, never again. But it's the company you keep while you're there. And speaking of company, Wild Force Red is about to be accompanied by all the other Reds from this franchise. It's Power Rangers Forever Red. It's available on YouTube and everywhere else. Oh, wait, actually, in the meantime, in those every other weeks, over on Marshland Media Podcast Feed, the Marshland Media Podcast Feed, where you can get Shuffling the Deck and Sweaty Time Pro Wrestling, please listen to those shows. On Thursdays, when there isn't a mainline Nicole and I feed, Mostly Speaking Sentai episode, for six episodes, like six, so it'll end up being what, like 3 months worth of stuff. Jose and I will be discussing all of the Trancer movies. They're all available on Tubi to watch. They're amazing. At least the first three are. And it's going to be a great time. It might be the first podcast that is done with both guests exclusively stoned. So that's going to be fun. He's coming over tonight to record the first one, and those will start dropping next month, baby! Called Death to Squibs, available in the Marshland Media podcast feed starting next month. But please listen to Sweaty Time Pro Wrestling and listen to me and watch along to Power Rangers Forever Red. I will count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and I'll click play, and you click play as well. Sync it up on YouTube. Get it wherever. If you own it on DVD, whatevs. So let's begin. Clicking play in, it's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. So this is my second time watching this over on Ranger Chronicles, that podcast. We watched along to it as well. So if you want to hear a more analytic view of this, go there. If you want to hear me, it felt like they did not want me riffing on it. This is serious. We are talking about I don't know about the, you know, from Lost Galaxy, after Lost Galaxy to this, I know nothing about those lores. So they're showing off all these people saying, oh yeah, that dude looks cool. He's a rhino and that lady's a warwall. A Warnall. You know what? A Narwhal. No, that's that dude. It's the whale with a horn. A Warnall. A Warnall Puncharla. Moon. The final front. Man, the moon looks so much like a quarry. I think they did a fantastic job in this, making this look like they are actually on the moon. People be like, well, the shadows are off. Shut up. It looks good for a budget TV show. This might not. It would have been better if you just had a miniature and composited that in, but someone's there. He's looking through Binox saying, ho-ho, I'm trying to get all sexy on ya. Just waiting for someone to drop Trow. That's all. He's like, oh, please, someone take off a helmet. Someone start peeing. Oh, he's running. He's like, I've been found out. Now I need to go into the toilets and look up. Waiting for a Beetleborg to start shitting. That's how Andros gets off. He says, I'm forever red. And I'm extreme too, Mega Ranger style. Okay, horses would not survive on the moon, guys. I'll believe a bunch of other, like, people in helmets, that's fine. Other aliens, but a random horse, throw them out there, their lungs will implode. They'll be frozen, just drifting into space. That's actually kind of funny. Think of that. A horse just drifting in space? You push them hard enough that they get out of the orbit of the moon.
You have a phone call.
Sir. Yo, man.
Hello?
Oh, Tommy Oliver, you fucked up. You don't have any frosted tips. What is this? Not the mid-2000s? Oh,
Cole
shoot.
Evans. Red Wild Force Ranger?
Hey, guys, I'm Cole Evans.
Yeah, how do you know that?
How do you know who I am? I'm Carter Grayson, Lightspeed Rescue.
Yeah, duh. There are other Power Rangers, and you can see their goddamn chunky ass wrists.
We need your help.
That's the biggest tell. Oh, you got a chunky ass wrist? Okay. NASA. I love that government organization, NASA. Oh, you ever been to NASA? Duh. NASA. National Association of Space Force Astronauts down under Australia.
Silver Guardians.
Holy Christmas. So he knows these fuckers.
Zarek Myers.
Of course they would know him too.
And that's the Red Turbo Ranger.
Oh yeah, that car can talk, fuckers. Does it talk in turbo?
Jarvis Johnson.
I'm Jarvie Johnson.
Just call me TJ.
Oh yeah, and check out my thick ass.
And that's Andros. Glad you could join us.
Whoa, he's a space alien. Holy shit. He's also got a nice ass. All Red Rangers are required to have a muscular, shapely posterior. Speaking of shapely asses, oh damn. He says, I have a little bit of red on. It's kind of shaman, I know, guys, but I can't just... See, they're all decked out in red.
Zeo Power Ranger. He's a legend.
He's a legend. He was also the Green Ranger. His mind polluted by Rita. And he's still a sleeper agent for her.
Recently tracked down the remains of the evil Machina Empire.
Oh, hell yeah. Machinima? Sonic for Hire? That's the thing? Holy Christmas, they used to be a villain? Then they went bankrupt. But then Lowbrow Studios was able to buy back the rights to those shows and release it. You can watch Sonic for Hire right now. All seasons.
In this.
In tits. Oh my god.
Astro Megaship Mark II.
That hangar is huge. Build a set in there. Man, you could build an entire town of a set. I love huge sets in filmmaking. It's one of the greatest things. You see something, people are like, well, clearly this is a set. Yeah, and that's artistry. Oh, you look at a painting and you're like, clearly this isn't a landscape. Yeah, it's a painting, but it's painted well, you dumbasses. Fuck off. Just like when you see in He-Man, Masters of the Universe, that big ass throne set. Yo, whoa, that's not a real place. Yeah, of course it's not. I think Steve Barnes tried to convince me. He's telling me these places in Wheel of Time aren't sets, and I'm like, they have to be. Oh, who's pulling up right now? Who were we missing? Brody from Ninja Steel? What if that was it? He's just like a little kid.
Oh, sup, guys? I'm Austin St. John,
and he has a thick dumper, too.
You guys weren't going to do this without me, were you?
Oh, damn, he's so smooth. He reminds me so much of JT from Step by Step, which helps JT from Step by Step, but hinders what's this dude? What's his name? Tommy? No. Jason. Hinders Jason because I hate JT so much. Is that, I think his name is Jason Thomas? That's what JT means? Are they both J's or Jason's? Jason. Hold on, let's check. JT Lambert. They say it in, I think, a single episode. No, not JT Lambert Intermediate School.
We have been forced to wander the storm.
I think it's John Thomas. Dang it, it is.
With this, the greatest Zord ever built, we will be able
boom, 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 boom.
To the Machine Empire and have revenge on...
Now, this is clearly not a set. They're actually on the moon, fuckers. Woo! Our shell of a man! Oh, they're on a different planet. I think? Right? Do they warp to a different planet in Wild Force? Wild Force! That's a bitchin' sword. If someone handed you that on a set, you'd say, I don't care how corny this show is, I feel powerful. You'd go to a bar and hit on whatever you wanted. That you're like, oh, I can't hit on them. I'll feel intrusive. That's how I always feel hitting on people. Even Nicole to this day. Like, oh, they don't want this. I don't need to do this. I call Nicole beautiful every day. She sent me a picture of her on a boat with her family, and it's just like a selfie picture. She looks goddamn radiant, and she's like, hey, it's that Twilight Hour. What's the name of that? You know, in movie making, the magic hour, you know, right before sunset. It's just absolutely radiant. I hope she posts it somewhere. But if you held up that sword, you'd bring it with you. You'd say, hey, I'm getting paid peanuts here. So let me go to the bar, get some bar peanuts, and then swipe it with my sword. Someone will be like, that's funny, and I need to hit on you back. That's a power move to just be like, hey guys, you want to see me cut this peanut perfectly in half? Yeah, shink. And it's just plastic. It's going to knock it off. That's fine. But people will respect you for it. I like his red center. Oh, he's dead, dude. Huh? I guess that's, like, his memory and hard drive is still his brain, so he just needs to be powered up, maybe? That dude's he's got some veiny arms. Veiny, veiny? I don't know why I did that. Okay, they're fighting, they're having a blast. I like this choreography. Choreography, they're showing off their core strength. Yeah! Spin kicks galore. Spark kicks galore. Stern kicks galore. Damn. You'd just probably pee-pee yourself if you encountered this, right? That was a gnarly-ass move. Huh! Damn! Wait, why was that desk there? That desk was just out in the open. No, there was no seat, no nothing. That's not, come on, guys. Hyah! That's dangerous too, to be that close. Oh! They did have a wire on. They're not just yeeting actors into an open hole. Like in Ninja 3's, the fourth one. High Noon at Mega Mountain. At the end, they murder a man at the end. He just falls into the abyss. And that, was it Ernest for Tom John Verney? Is that his name? Or does that sound off? He's sweaty. A sweaty man and a sweaty woman, sweaty non-binary, hot as hell. Nicole last night was like, oh, I'm going to shower because I don't want to go to work smelling. I was like, oh, you don't smell? And she's like, I don't know if I can trust you, which is accurate. But if Nicole has any scent, like, it's an attraction to me. Nicole generally just has baseline no smell. So I said, well, if I were to smell you, if I would have been like, okay, there's an aroma here, I would be able to tell you instantly. It's there. And she's like, I think you would be lying. And I'm like, why would I lie about that? Because that's you stinking in front of other people. But if you were just like hanging out all day, I'd still tell her.
Andros, we got here as soon as we
can. Andros, we got here as soon as I'm Andros.
10 Red Rangers?
Yeah, dude. 10 for this hen makes you want to say Ben, you know, because you get met up with a man named Ben. You say, Ben, I love you. A 10 for this hen makes me squawk and beg. No, that's such a slant rhyme. A hen name or a 10 for this hen makes me say when. There we go. We got it. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. That shield is exactly the shield that you get in Small Soldiers Command and Conquer. That the real-time strategy Small Soldiers PC game that is so much better than it has any right to be. It's so good. If you've never played it, if you haven't seen me stream it, there's probably video somewhere. It's beautiful. Yeah. Guys, let's do it. All right, bad guys, let's do it.
Gadish.
I think they should have gotten like different shades of red for that explosion. It doesn't look that great. It's just what's cool about the other explosions, it makes you feel like it's 4th of July again, and you have those smoke bombs, one of the few things that your father allows you to set off when it's just you on July 7th, and he's at work. So you get a bunch of those smoke bombs, and you set like three different colors up, and you light them off, and it brings up that fog. You run through it and wonder why you're coughing and wheezing. Coughing and wheezing. Oh, dang, I thought that spin kick wasn't gonna connect. So yeah, get yourself a bunch of smoke bombs, and I don't know, just don't make it all red. Or you add some white in there. There's a lot of white accents and some gold. Make it a spectacle opposed to just on the nose. Was the Matrix out? Oh yeah, the Matrix had to have been out by then. They're so inspired.
I feel so bad for the person having to composite out
the sky and all that. Each frame they would have had to, maybe there was some, you know, Photoshop style stuff to be able to do that frame by frame of a magic wand. So like right here, it would be decent. Okay, now it's not easy because that poof goes up and then you're kind of fucked.
Let's do it.
What are these other people from? Like that dude, what series is he from? Is he from a Power Rangers? I don't think so. The deodorant, I need to get new deodorant, guys. I don't have a shirt on right now because it's 90 degrees outside. And I can't have a fan on right now. But it, like, because my, after I got COVID, I just started getting allergic to smells more. And just without a shirt on, even if I put a tiny bit of the deodorant on, it just makes me at my stomach churn to a smell that I used to enjoy. I was like, this is a good smell. Yeah. Wait, holy Christmas. The beam of that was going like out of frame. Or that's just like how this was rendered. It makes it look like that. I don't know. You know, like sometimes when you'll get a 3D looking thing and something's letterboxed, it's like, oh, we're going to be popping out of the screen at you. Well, once you get that letterbox, like it crawls over the letterboxing and you're like, holy shit, no, this does look like it's coming out at me. That's a good trick they played on us. Oh no, the guy from Die Ranger. That's one ugly porg.
He's getting away.
Oh no, he's going to the earth.
Come on, right. There isn't time. We have to take out Serpentera before it leaves the moon.
What?
There's only one chance.
How are you gonna do that? Oh dang, they're explaining it. Don't you damn worry about it. Yeah. Wait, he's driving in the goddamn atmosphere? Yeah, pull up quick. That little guy's gonna take out this entire thing, huh?
Oh no.
It just looks bad. Like, these are graphics you'd get from a PC game you'd find inside of a cereal box. Yeah, see, just have them real. See, he looks good there. Hell yeah. But then once he starts flying, you could have gotten the real thing. How, but... It would also hurt you, too, if it's hurting that big space creature. You could see his dumper. Seeing someone sit on a crotch rocket type thing, go to, like, Pornhub and see, like, just...
Thank you, Ranger.
Exercise bike workout. Oh, my God. Seeing a butt just spread over a seat like that. Oh, it's a good time. Ba-ba-da-bum. This is some Jurassic Park. May the Powerpuff Girls rule!
Wow.
Wow.
So that was Tommy.
He's the real deal. So that was Tommy. Who's that?
I wouldn't go that far. After all,
that's a College University bit. Kung Fu Carl, you say, someone envisions beating him up. Oh, Kung Fu Carl. You see someone just smoking a bong with him, and then Kung Fu Carl goes to have a flash memory, and then he goes, I don't know him. It just goes back. It's just a white void.
Hey, I saved two worlds. What about that?
Wait.
Technically, everyone has saved the universe, because if Rita Bandora kept going... destroyed the Earth, that she would have used that as a hub to then take out other places.
He hates me.
He really hates me. I love the oh man, this shit looks so rad.
You mean marry him and kidnap her?
Dang. You're gonna marry her and kidnap her.
The Rangers.
Do they have a female wedding? I've lost you. But we haven't lost you, girl. Power Rangers, get the gold now. Go, go, Power Rangers! We're Wild Force now, yeah! Chuck Butch is Wild Force.
Ah, yeah.
Fading out to black. Toei Company presents, this motion picture is protected by under laws of the United States and other countries. But what countries isn't it protected? Let me know, listeners. And any similarities to actual persons living or dead or actual events is purely coincidental and unintentional. I don't know. This looked so much like the real space landing, aka the fake one that Stanley you bitch did. So, I don't know. Seems not coincidental or unintentional, guys. So, let me know what other Power Rangers stuff do you want me to do. Give me some wild stuff. Beetleborgs. Give me a crazy Beetleborgs or the Kamen Rider, Masked Rider, whatever that one was. It looks right up my alley. And you want to know what's also up my alley? Saying, nop, 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 doom, bop, dip-a-dop, bop. The Andros looks like a Hansen. What else can I talk about? Because I got to at least get to 40 minutes. We can't give you guys a 30-minute episode. No, no, no. Mama said no, no, no. I've also been thinking about doing watch-alongs, trying to find the worst Hanna-Barbera show. That's an idea. Because I watched this one called Quickie Koala, and it sucked real hard. I'm like, I can't believe... Like, the animation and all of that's great, but... The voice acting and everything else around it, the jokes didn't land. It felt rushed and uninspired. The direction was lacking. And I'm like, Joe Barbera, I know you were in charge of that. You handled that side of things. You handled the sales of things. And then Bill Hanna, he was doing the actual animation sides. And I think maybe, no, he didn't. He wasn't in charge of merchandising. I read a book, an autobiography. I got to get Hannah's autobiography again and finish that up. It's just, it's very sweet boy stuff. It feels very relaxed, like his life was. And maybe once he gets into the cartoon writing or drawing, I should say, that's when the stories will get a little more wild and crazy, because Joe Barbera's life from the beginning was insane. He had stories to tell growing up in New York City, and he opens the book beautifully of describing the hotel room that he was in Chicago or New York, I forget which one, during one of the coldest winters there back in the 50s, trying to sell the Flintstones and just going to agency after agency trying to find people who to like sponsor it, to have advertisers before getting the show actually on the air. And it's written so well, and you're like, how's he gonna do it? Is he gonna do it? What will happen? And then after that, so like it's set up to be like, this is where we will get to. Let's go back to the beginning, and it's great. Two thumbs up to his autobiography. My Life in Tunes, I believe, is what it's called. It has a weird cover and layout. It's like all cartoony and just him, but it's really a story of old Hollywood, and you should check it out if you're into that animation, whatever. Whoo, baby. So yeah, that's an idea. I'm just trying to figure out how can I fill time? Maybe I'll just say, do you care if it's every other week for a while? Go over to the Patreon if you want more Nicole and I, because we're still doing that. Just started season 2 of Akiba Ranger for Mostly Speakin' Sentai After Dark. Yeah, it's a good time. Engaged with Nicolas Cage is doing great. This existed. We are doing Body Melt. Originally for September, it was going to be Voyage of the Rock and Roll Aliens. But then I realized, this is September. I got to do something me. So Body Melt, we're doing that. October will probably be Teeth to promote Anal Dentata. Oh man, I can't wait to just start dropping that. Ugh! I'm very proud of that project. And then, what's the other show we do on there? I think that's it. Oh no, Death from Above, we just finished up. We've discussed all the video games, comics, TV show of Sam and Max. And next month, in September, we are starting The Citizens of Townsville Z, where we will be discussing all of Powerpuff Girls Z, the Toei anime series. That it's an adaptation of Powerpuff Girls. It's wild. It's good. Check it. Yeah! And I guess that's it. I don't have anything else to discuss. Please go over to MLMpod.com to find out information about the other free feed podcasts, such as Shuffling the Deck, Sweaty Time Pro Wrestling, Sweet Child of Time, Formulaic, a podcast in script writing, and The Height of Horror. All great stuff. Also, Hit It and Crit It is coming back probably either September or October. It's been very difficult to schedule everyone. It's five people to schedule. It's trying to get five people here in the summertime would have been disgustingly hot. It would have been bad. We don't have an AC in this room. Everyone would have been like, I'm sweating my little posterior off. And Corey would have been like, my cum gutters are dehydrated. And listen to my music under Marshland Monster. I have new music coming out every single month this year besides May. Hopefully I can find something for December. Maybe I'll make a Christmas dance song saying, oh, Jesus, give me a line. Or hey, Jesus, drop me a line. Tell me what you want for Christmas. Tell me what you want for birthday too. Hey, Jesus, drop me a line. Hold on, we can figure this out. Hey, Jesus, drop me a line. 'Cause it's your birthday and Christmas time. I need to know what you want this year. Gonna spread some holiday and birthday cheer to you. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ho, 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 yuck Santa too. Yeah, there we go. I am going to be writing this song. This will be released in December. I have something for Neelzebub. He needs a soundtrack thing done. After that, I will be recording this. And hey, guys, head over to patreon.com/MLMpod, where for $5 a month, you get exclusive content every single Friday. I already explained that, but if you're a $10 patron, you get all of that plus monthly bonuses like straight to Patreon. We will be discussing a Star Trek episode about a lady who is reading her grandmother's diary and then a ghost tries to court her. Our friend Mars says it's the worst episode of Next Generation, and we're like, it sounds fucking good to us. So that's what we'll be discussing with Mars. And you get shout outs on every single free feed podcast. So let's begin with those, starting with Steve F., Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour, Alex Z., The Waz, Orion, check him out, Jordan B., The Chaos Witch, My Bickle, my brother in common law, who will be a best man in a couple months, Joshua Jakis, Sweet Child of Time, you know him, it's Steve Barnes, The Womb in Which I Emerged, my mummy, Lil Corey's BFF and now former roommate Shane, just because they moved out, they're still BFFs. That Fed, twitch.tv/Corwinning, it's Corwin. And finally, you know him, you love him, oh my God, from the ROM Complex and Formulaic, a podcast in script writing, it's twitch.tv/R2Shelby2. And I've been James, and this has been Mostly Speaking Sentai. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
This has been a Marshland Media production, produced by James McCullum. For more content, please visit mlmpod.com. To support our network and have access to exclusive podcasts, head over to patreon.com/mlmpod and sign up today.
Oh, yeah.